Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
James in D.C., you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, guys. What's going on, Pharrell? Hey. Appreciate you taking my call, man.
Pleasure.
Hey, look, I'm dumbfounded now. I was good tonight. I took Cleveland, but I'm lost right now. I need some help.
Right.
I don't know what's going to happen in Boston. You know, the calls was terrible. They was sticking their legs out, trying to trip them. They bust Kevin Love's head after they slammed him. That was a mistake, I think, because they play a different game when Kevin Love's not in. The bench player stepped up. So I'm lost for game seven. So what do you think? What should I do?
Well, you know, I don't really I have to see. It's important for me to look at the – you know, the box from tonight, because you're talking about, because all I focused on was, frankly, LeBron's huge game, and I thought Hill had a big game. But then to get Green and Nance in double figures as well, I think that made the difference in the game, because they've had no productivity at all from anyone else on this team. Korver did nothing in the game. Clarkson, nothing in the game. J.R., nothing in the game. J.R. Smith. I actually believe that he's riding his ticket out of Cleveland with this postseason performance, if you ask me. I know he hit 1 of 5 from three tonight, but his 5 points, you know, honestly, I just want to look in the series, in the last 10 games, averaged 8-5 against Boston in this series. When they win, he can't even go double figures. In the losses, it's even worse. In this year's postseason, he's averaging 8, but he's not giving you 8. He gives you 5 tonight in an elimination game. I think he's riding his ticket out of Cleveland. It appears to me he's washed. I think his game has gone off the deep end. But the rest of them, you know, they have done nothing in this series, their bench. It's been about LeBron James. And I've always said Hill and Smith have been terrible. And I think Hill tonight stepped up big time, going 7 for 12. The only guy that's been producing is Love. Love leaves the game with a, you know, bumped head. Thompson has been giving him a lot. He didn't tonight, though, only 4 rebounds. So they boxed him out and did a great job against him. What do I think will happen? I think they'll lose, believe it or not, in Boston on Sunday. The Celtics have played, I don't know how many times I have to say this, they've played dominant basketball at the TD Garden. They're not even the same team. On the road, they're just an absolute shack show. But at home, they are, like, almost unbeatable. They look so fantastic playing in that building. It's like night and day. It's not even the same team. When they play on the road, you can automatically guarantee they're going to lose. But this game's in their building. And you can get them right now at 2.5. I think that number will change if Love's not in that game. I mean, the game's in 2 days, so Love, if he's got a concussion, I say he's not playing. If he's concussed, he's not playing. That's my guess. I also said last night, the minute that hammy popped, I said CP3's not playing. So, and I knew he was injured, and that the play was at the other end of the floor, and I was sitting there saying, he just got injured. He's laying lame on the other end. Do you remember that? I was like, he's laying lame at the other end. You could even see him because the camera was at the other end, but I knew he never got up because he never came back into the play. And I knew then, right then, I said, he's finished. He's going out of the lineup, and then he's done. He's not playing in game 6, and they're going to lose. They're going to get their ass beat. The number's 11.5 or 12 tomorrow, too, by the way. So believe me, these two injuries are huge. And I think that believe me, you, he's their best player besides LeBron, hands down. And I don't think Korver will shoot well in Boston. That's just me. He didn't even shoot well tonight. I mean, he went 2 for 6 tonight. He did hit, you know, 2 threes. I'll give him that. But I understand all the, you know, criticism of him. He's gone through a lot. He lost his brother, everything else. And so he's been in a different place, obviously. But, you know, he gets hyped up like he's this incredible performer and incredible scorer, and he really isn't. He really is not. And right now he's showing that. And I think he's a great three-point shooter when, you know, it doesn't matter. He's always nailing these big games when it's, you know, December and February. I don't actually – when has he stepped up and had some gigantic playoff performance for them? He's their third leading scorer, though, I'll give him that, on the team in the playoffs. But that's like, you know, who cares? That means you're not the top two finishing. When you're third or fourth or fifth, it's not being first or second, is it? But look, I think they can you know, I'm not going to deny that LeBron James can win that game on Sunday. I'm not going to deny that because, believe me, that's all we know is that guy winning elimination games. That's all he does. So the odds are that Cleveland's going to win the game. I just don't believe it because of the way they've played there. It's been so porous. When you score 83 points in a game, you're getting your ass served up. I think they are the most flat, lame performance in that building I've ever seen. It's like they're sleepwalking, and I mean it. So I don't trust them in that game on Sunday, to be honest with you. Anthony in Strong Island, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Cool, man.
All right, so why is LeBron acting so cocky after tonight? I mean, to me, it's a big issue that he's been getting his ass kicked this series. I understand he played almost every game this year, but you know what? You don't need to act like that.
He did play every game. Here's what's going to happen. I'll sum this up for you. He's going to get accolades today and tomorrow like no one's business. They're going to show it's going to be LeBron television. Every single minute of the day will be about LeBron James. But the bottom line is if he wins game seven in Boston, they're going to take him to a whole new level of, you know, sucking up to LeBron. It's going to be at a whole new crescendo. They're going to go to a place they've never gone before with giving this guy airtime and highlights. But if he loses that game, they're going to slam him and blame him and ride him like a rail. They are. They're going to just abuse him because people can't get enough of him, like that he's been to the finals every single year for 7 years. People want it to end. So when it does end, they're going to blame him. Meanwhile, he's the only guy on the whole team that stepped up at every single game, the entire playoff series, the entire ride from the first round till now.
I love that. LeBron's getting his ass kicked. Really? No, his team's getting their ass kicked in games when they're on the road. He's not getting his ass kicked. In the one game where he was quote-unquote terrible, he was 15, 9 assists, 7 rebounds. Other than that, 42, 12, and 10, 27, 12, and 5, 44, 3, and 5, not great, you know, on the rebounds assists there, but 44 points, 26, 10, and 5, 46, 11, and 9. Yeah, he's getting his ass kicked, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's just doing terrible this series.
He's the only one that showed up. He's legitimately the only one that has mattered on Cleveland in every game.
I mean, he must be scoring probably close to 40% of his team's points in every game.
So
he's getting it done on Sunday night.
He's just going to take it over and
win
it.
He's doing it.
So you think that he's just so awesome that he's going to win it by himself? Just get out of his way, freight train.
He's finding a way.
Do you believe he'll have a bigger game, 46, 11, and 9 than tonight? 46, 11, and 9.
He could be right in that area.
I don't think he can drop that on the road.
I think he can do anything whenever he wants.
Oh, I think he can, too. I just don't feel that's going to happen against that team, that they can't score 90 points in a game in their building. He's not doing it. So 42, 10, and 12, that was the triple-double. So that would be more that would be incredible. Do you think if he drops 42, 10, and 12, they'll win?
Not necessarily. Depends what the rest of them do.
Didn't he do 42, 10, and 12? They lost. So
it all depends on if the rest of the team shows up.
So what they do is it's obvious. Boston shuts everyone else down, and they let him do whatever he wants.
Do you also think that there might be a little bit of a factor here? He's won his last five Game 7s, LeBron, okay? Do you think that a lot of still young guys on this Boston team, it's a Game 7, big spot. Does LeBron kind of at all get into their heads, kind of like the old, you know, Tiger Woods type of stuff where, man, we're playing LeBron in a Game 7. Do you think that matters or no?
So, in other words, do I feel that the youth on Boston is going to get caught up between now and Sunday and that look who we got to deal with on Sunday?
Even though they've beaten
them
3 times at home in this series and all that, you know, but this is another atmosphere. Big spot, game 7, all the marbles. LeBron staring you down. Are you there?
I actually don't think they're afraid of him. I think that they just know he's unstoppable, and they know he's going to get his. And, you know, tonight what they did poorly was they let Green and Nance, you know, if you ask me, Green in the series is averaging 5, and they let him have 14. And then, you know, I think, you know, you can't let that happen. And then even worse is Nance is averaging 3 in the series, and they let him have 10. So defensively tonight on the road, they let those hacks, let's face it, Green and Nance don't even matter. They give, you know, quality burn to them. 22.
Well, they got a lot more minutes tonight because of the Love injury.
Right, so that's why. But that's why their productivity went up. But they have done a better job in the Garden shutting down the rest of the team and letting LeBron do whatever he wants.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.